It is the 5-year anniversary of making my first ever online sale.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, episode number 173. As always, thank you for tuning in today. I really do appreciate your time and your attention. Thank you very much for joining me for this very special episode, actually. It has been 5 years since I made my first ever online sale, which was in 2015 on the 25th of April. So this is episodes going live on the 27th, so it was actually a few days ago. But it was 5 years since I made my first online sale. And it sounds really cliche, but when it happened, I really could not believe it. I remember that it was a Saturday morning, and I received a PayPal notification on my phone. And here's what went through my head. This is literally, I still remember these thoughts in my head, and it's very a very vivid memory for me. But I remember thinking, number one, what the beep? I'm not going to say what I actually said or thought, but what the beep? Someone from somewhere in the world just found me online and decided to send me their hard-earned money to buy an ebook that I had created from nothing, literally from scratch on my computer, and I was able to deliver the product without having to ship any physical goods and earn almost pure profit because it's a digital product. And I just couldn't believe it. And no joke, I ran and told my wife, Haley, what had just happened. I kind of showed her the notification. I was like, look what happened. Somebody just paid me $9.99. I've never met this person. I didn't have to like get them on the phone and tell them what I do. Like they just kind of got my emails and then purchased the product without me really doing anything. It was really passive, was another big piece of that. And so today, 5 years on, I kind of wanted to just share the story and a message as well to anyone who's thinking about starting or who has just started their online business. If you're trying to make money online, which, maybe now's an interesting time to be thinking about, you know, building an online business, maybe doing something for yourself. And so if you're thinking about doing this, I think this would be an interesting episode to listen to. So let's rewind to 2012. This is when I first read The 4-Hour Workweek. And I've got links in the show notes for this episode where you can read my book summary of that book, The 4-Hour Workweek. So head to paulminers.com/173, where you can find my summary. And that was a really important book. It's kind of a required reading for people who are getting into entrepreneurship or running a business, especially like a passive income, productive kind of business. The 4-Hour Workweek. And the first time I read the book, one of the biggest takeaways was in the power of selling digital products and information. Rather than selling a physical product and having to manage, you know, manufacturing or licensing a product, maybe inventory, shipping, returns, selling information and expertise in the form of digital products like ebooks and courses immediately appealed to me. And this led me into the world of online entrepreneurs who were making a living selling their expertise. I remember I didn't really know about these people selling courses and stuff. But I read The 4-Hour Workweek, and I kind of just ended up going down these rabbit holes, a bit like maybe you have started to do or have done in the past as well. And I remember following people like Pat Flynn and Natalie Sisson. These were kind of the first few people that I followed, and I was amazed at how they'd built these great lifestyle businesses that allowed them to work on their terms and earn a good living for themselves and their families without having to sacrifice lifestyle by selling ebooks, courses, even things like affiliate marketing, which I'd never considered as well. And so I just ended up consuming all this information and listening to podcasts from these amazing people. And it was a few years later, after starting my blog and creating an email list on MailChimp, that I started creating digital products to sell. And one of the things that amazed me about that first sale is that it was for an ebook that was based on an email course that I had created. At the time, you could sign up to my email course, the 7-Day Productivity Plan, for free. You could just subscribe on my website to join my list, you get these free emails. And the ebook was really just the same course in an ebook format that subscribers could purchase after completing the email series. So it was like, look, here's the stuff you've already received or already read. You can just buy the ebook. And this really taught me a lot about perceived value and that you don't always have to create something new. Sometimes even simply repackaging something into a more convenient format which happens a lot in the digital information and product space, but just putting it into that new format is all you need to do to deliver value. The ebook, which was actually just a simple PDF, sold for $9.99. And if you really want to have a look, I've put a screenshot to the PayPal receipt on my blog if you want to have a look at the date and timestamp of that. It's kind of really quite cool to look at. But yeah, really interesting to see, like, look, I've already made this course. This customer's maybe already gone through it, and he just wants the ebook to recap. And it's even now with the consulting business that I've created, like, a lot of the advice that I give away for free on YouTube, some of it does get repeated in my courses, my Master Asana and my Master Pipe Drive programs. But packaging it into a course where it's more step by step, obviously there's supplement, there's other material as well and other things that you get, but often it's that repackaging component was a really interesting kind of takeaway from that experience. So fast forward to today, and I'm really amazed, number one, at how fast the time has flown by. Things have changed a lot since that first online sale. The products and services that I sell now have evolved. But it all started with that first sale that really gave me the confidence and reassurance to keep going and try new things. And I couldn't be more thankful for all of my amazing subscribers, my listeners, if you're listening to this podcast, and customers who have followed and supported me over the years and really allow me to do what I do and actually buy the products that I make. So thank you. If you are thinking about starting or have started an online business and want to make money from product sales, digital product sales, then my message to you is this. First and foremost, keep going. It's not easy to put yourself out there and try and make something for yourself, especially in the online world where it's easy for naysayers to sit behind their keyboards and criticize your work or put you down. Fortunately, this doesn't happen a lot, but it is impossible to avoid. I've heard everyone who kind of puts themselves out there online, whether you make YouTube videos or a blog or a podcast, you will face criticism. Everyone has and will. So be prepared for that, but it will take some time and patience to get to where you want to be. You will fail along the way, and that's okay, because you'll learn how to come back better and stronger. Those failures are actually a good thing. And again, I feel really cliche, and I feel like a broken record saying these things, like, you can learn from your failures, like, yeah, whatever. But it's true. Like, when you do fail, you're like, okay, right, that was really interesting. What can I learn? How can I be better? And the next time when you try something new, you think, well, I'm not going to do it that way that time. So those failures, again, inevitable, but you will learn a lot along the way. So please don't give up. If you work hard for long enough, you will reach and exceed your goals. Sometimes I really have to remind myself how lucky I am to be doing what I'm doing. It's just normal for me now, but this time 5 years ago, I was still working a full-time job. All I wanted was to work for myself and be able to support my family. And so now when I'm having a hard day or I feel stressed, I try to just remind myself, like, hey, I could be back at a job, you know, doing something that I don't enjoy or working for somebody else. But I, despite, you know, some of the stress sometimes, which you get in any job anyway, I'm very thankful to be in the position that I'm in. And I want to finish with a story, actually. You know, recently, Shaquille, who is one of the members of my VIP Slack group, he landed his first consulting client. And I bring this up because when I met Shaquille, he just purchased my How to Become a Virtual Consultant program, and he didn't know which idea to focus on. We had a call. He had loads of ideas. He didn't know what to do, but he stuck at it. And that's the message I'm kind of trying to share today. He stuck at it. He tried a few things, and it didn't even take that long. He did it quicker than me. Just a couple of months, and before he knew it, and he had his first client paying him, I can't remember, I probably shouldn't say, I don't even know, but that was just great to witness, and just living proof that, yeah, if you stick at it, try some new things, you will get to where you want to be. So I want you to be like Shaquille. If you are in that position where you're wanting to build that online business, work hard, be persistent, you'll make it, I'm sure. So thank you very much for listening to this episode. Really special moment for me. And let me know if you have any questions about getting your first online sale, making digital products, how that all works. People often want to know the technical side, like what e-commerce system and stuff, tools that I use. So feel free to reach out. Leave me a comment on the blog, paulmeiners.com/173. I've actually got a new comment system set up. So go and leave me a comment and let me know what you think. All right, one more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners podcast.